The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM, and WCWP Radio on your on an app. So there's a lot of different ways to listen to the show, and they're also archived, and Christina can talk a little bit about that later in Talk of the Town. So we're now at our second hour of Project Independence and You. Our first hour, we spent speaking with Greg Balbera, who is the owner of Right at Home. He's also a CSA, which is Certified Senior Advisor. And we were talking all about mental health, and it's just an endless issue, but a lot of good points that they had, and they do provide some terrific services, and really throughout all COVID, which I was surprised, I didn't realize that they were, you know, kind of up and running the whole time and taking all the precautionary measures because, you know, seniors that are living at home and need these services. So it was good to know that they're still up and running. Seniors were receiving the services. Also good to know that they too have done a lot of stuff with technology, and everybody's all on Zoom, and it seems like it's going to, you know, it's everything's going to be a hybrid going down the road, you know, going from all the programming for seniors and also people who are going to be working at home and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to be speaking actually shortly with Nassau County Legislator Seela Bino. So we're really excited to hear from her and get some of the county updates. And then following that, of course, will be Talk of the Town with the wonderful Christina Liu. Christina, who is, of course, a radio show producer, and she is also the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead's Department of Services for the Aging Project Independence. Try saying that in one breath without doing breathing exercise.
She needs two business cards.
Not like it goes on the back.
Turn it won't over. Fit on one card.
Christina, of course, pulls the whole show together, like I was saying in the beginning. And then in the last hour of the show with Senior Talk Radio, when we talk about Talk of the Town, we talk about all of the stuff that's going in the town and not just senior related. And we sometimes get off a topic and get close to talking about other things. So
quite often.
Shortly be speaking with Nassau County Legislator Seela Bino, and she's just coming on now. Hi there. Seela, you got it. There she is.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday is right.
Happy Friday.
I have never met Seela, so I'm Otto Lowson. I'm a volunteer with Project Independence. It's a pleasure to meet with you.
Pleasure to meet you as well. Pleasure. Right. Thank you.
Otto is not just a volunteer, but he's been part of the Project Independence team since inception of Project Independence. So he was there.
He's on the brochure. That's how official he is. He's on the brochure.
Hey. I'm a big fan of Project Independence. And as I move around the region, I always talk about the success of Project Independence. So thank you for your commitment to serve and make sure that not only, you know, you get the services that you're entitled to, but that, you know, the greater town of North Hempstead receives that service. So thank you.
Well, it's very easy when you're working with a team that they have that runs the program. They are AAA as far as I'm concerned. So dedicated, professional, conscientious, honest, can't ask for more.
Just end the show now. What follows that?
Well, it's true, all of it.
D, Gil, it's so good to see you. And thank you for all your support that you do give toward Project Independence. I've seen you at a lot of Project Independence events over the years. And as a North Hempstead person, it's just great to have you on the show now and kind of hear what updates you have for us from the county. I know that, you know, they're just, you guys are so busy and just really taking over, doing some great leadership, especially with COVID. And, you know, we're just curious to hear what's going on.
Sure. Well, tomorrow I'm co-hosting a pop-up vaccination site right in the Newcastle community with Senator Kaplan and Councilwoman Vivianna Russell. And we're going to be able to put about 500 plus vaccines in the arms of local residents. And really was a collaborative effort. As Otto said, you know, can't do anything on your own. It's all about teamwork. And so the Westbury community came out in large numbers last week, and we were able to go into the crevices of the community to make sure that everyone is having access to the vaccine. So we had school teachers that came in on Saturday. We had civic leaders, we had church members, we had community organization volunteers that came out, and there was about 50 of us. And we walked door to door in the communities. We went into some of the apartments, especially those adjacent to the Yes We Can Center. Many of those individuals benefit from Project Independence. Some were vaccinated very early on in the process, but you know, some folks needed some time to get convinced or get more comfortable with the idea of the vaccine. And so that we went in, and you know, we went into the community and we knocked the doors and we provided the information, and we were able to last week alone, I think, register about 150 people.
Wow.
And then we utilized our community stakeholder relationships to find some of the others. So I think we're at about 500 for tomorrow. And we're going to try and use that opportunity to encourage others to get vaccinated. So we're Senator Kaplan created what they call that step and repeat, you know, that big screen that people like to stand in front of and take their pictures and take their selfies. And so we're going to encourage folks to take their selfies and share it amongst their social media platforms or with their neighbors and community organizations to encourage people to come out and get the vaccine. We're trying to get to herd immunity, and we can only do that if we get more vaccines in the arms.
Is this for all age groups?
Yes. Yes. Wonderful. There was definitely a focus. You know, we want to make sure our most vulnerable populations. So we definitely, you know, tried to make a push for those that might be essential workers or and most certainly our seniors. But yes, it's for all age groups that are currently eligible for the Moderna vaccine.
I'm just kind of curious, how do pop-ups happen? Like I heard about the effort that everybody put in that you talked about. I'm just curious, how does that come about? You know, how does a pop-up happen?
So they can happen through a variety of different avenues, but in this particular case, our Senator Anna Kaplan reached out to Rite Aid and asked them if they had, you know, vaccines that were available for community events, and they confirmed that they could come out and that they would, they were coming out to give Johnson & Johnson, and that's what we, you know, we were out in the community advocating for was the Johnson & Johnson shot. But, you know, we were able to make some changes and now we have Moderna for tomorrow. But through Senator Kaplan's efforts in working with Rite Aid and then contacting Vivianna Russell and my office saying, you know, she'd like to collaborate because, you know, as a senator, she's responsible for, you know, a very large district. And so we have a more localized presence. So we were able to work with, and I'm sorry, I'm excluding and by, and I shouldn't do that because they are really the major host for tomorrow's event, the Westbury School District. Its board president, Robert Troiano, played a major role, who's also a local Westbury, Newcastle resident, and we were able to bring together all these groups. We solicited their support. We contacted, in most cases, like the pastors of the churches and said, hey, listen, have any church volunteers? We even had youth volunteers. So the school district put out an all call to their students, and some of their students came out last week and were there, boots on the ground. So it takes, you know, the collaboration of finding the vaccine, finding the volunteers to go out into the community to find residents, and then it takes someone to host the venue. So that's how we can pull these things off.
That's great. It takes just a lot of effort, a lot of teamwork. It doesn't happen by going like that.
Absolutely. And we're going to try and draw a little attention. So we have a DJ who's going to be playing some music. And not that folks could walk in and get a shot tomorrow, but maybe they might walk in and say, like, how do I get a shot? And then we can put them in touch with, the county facilities that are currently giving shots.
That's great.
That's wonderful. Wow, you really guys pulled together a great pop-up. Of course, you know, with the town, we've been doing pop-ups too, but it's been more generated by like Catholic Health Systems in Northwell. So, you know, we provided some staff, but you guys really pulled together this in like a boots on the ground effort to, you know, get 500 people. That's really great. And you get to do it all over again in 3 weeks.
Well, there you go. The special gift that we didn't expect. to see those faces yet twice, but and we'll be staffing the volunteers. We will all be staffing the check-in point, and you know we'll be working the event tomorrow because Rite Aid really they come with the team that just really will administer the vaccine. So it's gonna be a great day. It's gonna be a great day.
Sounds good. We'd love to hear about how well it goes.
Yes, we'll share pics.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Great. You know, one of the things we were talking about too with our previous guest, and we talk like with everybody, you know, is how amazing is Zoom? How amazing is all this technology that we kind of, you know, were thrown into because of COVID? So like we talk about how, you know, there's some good things that come out of situations like this. And you know, with our seniors, you know, it's you know, kind of forced a lot of them who've been hesitant, those that really have a computer and don't turn it on or a smartphone, but don't really charge it to, you know, get into it so they can take part in all the Project Independence stuff. And then of course, you know, we have North Hempstead Television. So those that aren't tech savvy and really don't have it, and, you know, maybe are, you know, we'll say super seniors are just comfortable with their television. They can watch a lot of like Project Independence fitness classes and all that. So how have you kind of like, what's your observation been with how technology, I mean, not just with seniors, but you know, all the communities that you serve, how has that kind of changed the way you do things?
Yeah, so it really, just the other day, on Monday, we hosted a tax assessment seminar so that individuals could learn how to, you know, grieve their taxes if they feel that they're not taxed appropriately. And, you know, normally we're in, one of the senior centers. We typically go to the senior center and host these events. And it was different, right? We were on Zoom, but the benefit of that, I have to tell you, is that we're able to then record it and then upload the link to my legislative webpage. So what I've found to be a benefit is that even if, you know, folks can't be a part of the Zoom, you can always record these things now, place them on your website or post it on social media, and folks have, you know, unlimited access to information that ordinarily would not have been available. So that's one of the benefits, I think, to the Zoom. And I think, as you mentioned, it's allowed for folks that wouldn't ordinarily be able to attend meetings to actually be in the know. So I'm getting more questions, I think, now than I ever have We have more people that are watching live streaming our legislative meetings, and just really, you know, being engaged. My 92 year.
We have to take a quick break, and sure, I want to hear all about it. We will be right back with Project Independence in You. We're talking with Sheila Vino, and that's what we're going to do.